Now here with what it says in today's papers is Janice Doyle.
There were last-minute ructions in Fianna Fáil over fears that the government planned to back the contentious Mercosur trade deal before the crucial European Union vote today. So the Irish Independent reports, the paper says that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin's announcement yesterday that Ireland would not be supporting the trade deal came after backbenchers voiced strong opposition in an internal WhatsApp group. Some warned that they would be on the wrong side of their constituents if they supported it. The Irish Daily Mail's lead headline sums up the reported views of independent TDs. We won fight on Mercosur. The climb down by the government will win Ireland little favour in Brussels, says the Independent in an editorial. The decision is a symbolic but futile no, says the Irish Times. Suggestions that the government might fall over the issue were exaggerated, says the editorial writer. But the episode underlines how this administration ignores sentiment in rural Ireland at its peril. The stark news from yesterday morning in Dublin is spelled out in the Times front page lead headline. Gardaí believe boy and father died in case of murder-suicide. As Conor Lally reports it, the man, Wayne O'Reilly, killed his son Oisin in his home in Clondalkin before travelling to his ex-partner's house and taking his life in the back garden of the property in Ballyfermot. It's the lead also for the Irish Sun, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. They report that Gardaí suspect that is what happened. Pictures of the boy and his father, both smiling, are printed large on the Independent front page. The Irish Examiner leads with the admission by the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, that patients attending hospitals in Cork, Kerry and Galway have a worse experience than those in Dublin. She criticised the failure to get to grips with overcrowding in these regions. The Taoiseach on the last day of his trip to China gets much coverage. Shanghai is not Cork and Cork is not Shanghai, writes Paul Hosford in the Examiner. Cork hasn't got 200 skyscrapers or 25 million people, but by the same token, Shanghai has never won an All-Ireland. Despite these differences, the two cities are twinned. And on the 20th anniversary of the twinning, Hosford reports, Micheál Martin met the mayor of Shanghai on the banks of my own lovely Huangpu. The last day of his visit focused on what Ireland has to offer in the way of food and tourism. The encounter of President Connolly and the folk singer Peggy Seeger at the GPO in Dublin yesterday is also widely covered. The President said her music had been an inspiration to all of us and singled out the song I'm Gonna Be an Engineer. Seeger said she never actually wanted to be an engineer. I have remade it for lawyers, she said, quoted in the Times. I make it for whatever profession you're in. You're going to the top, ladies.